Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the pat-down, and you know I'm always here with my color-coordinating friends, Chris and Dion.
One of you.
What are we talking about today? Oh,
back
ass. Baby piss in your face and back ass. You gotta listen to the episode so you can. This is a new word I just created. I'm gonna put it in the dictionary called back ass. Listen, after the music, you're gonna find out what back ass is because a lot of you got it.
Recording right, stopped. So, you better get up, get out, and tune in to this podcast. This Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not the same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though, and cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and don't repeat it.
So Miss Pat, I saw you're on TikTok now. What are you, a 14-year-old girl? You gonna start doing dancing videos?
No, I'm on there because I'm a fucking comic, but I gotta tell you, man, I hate self-hating ass niggas. I can't stand them. You know, it's nothing like, it's really, my people are so fucking grimy. You know, let me say this, and I'm just being from the bottom of my heart. Here in every other white show that we thought one shit was on TV for 7 and 8 fucking years. And I've never heard white people call out their people. Time a nigga do something, you wants to call them out because you ain't doing it, bitch, whole ass nigga. That's why you calling them out. I would never speak ill against a project, nobody project, especially not a black fucking project on the internet. Everybody want to run their motherfucking mouths. Shit, if you don't like something, then don't comment on it. Because, hey, you ain't got no talent. That's why you at home with your phone in your hand.
Kaylee Cuoco has entered the chat and disagrees.
No, I'm just saying. Black folks always somewhere commenting on somebody else's shit that you always putting up. You the first motherfucker to comment on somebody else's shit when they look like you.
What do you care what you're rich and famous. What do you care what some nerd on the internet has to say that's doing nothing with his life? Why are you reading comments?
I don't fuck about what people say. It's just that I just know my people are the most self-hating ass motherfuckers. I don't see no motherfucking Mexican talking about no Taco Tuesday. They don't put their shit down. We the first motherfucker to put our shit down.
Yeah.
It just irks me. I don't give a fuck. Like I tell them, bitch, kiss my ass. I talk back. I ain't Beyonce. I mean, you know, it just irks me how my people roll. You know, then the first thing you want to say, support a black business. Then the nigga asks you for a discount. Nigga, that ain't supporting me. Bitch, I don't got no coupons. And you ain't never seen me make no mid-pack coupon, bitch. Go to Hobby Lobby. Them the only niggas I know that got coupons.
You know what? The amount of people that are looking for a BET Plus deal has been shocking to me. Just support the woman. What are you? Quit asking me. I don't have shit for you. She doesn't have shit for you. It's $5, $10, whatever. You can't find $10. Come on.
I mean, it's not even about that. It's just like when you look online, and it don't even bother me about everybody. It bothers me what my people do. When my people do it, who the fuck are you to tell somebody? Like I was on TikTok and somebody said, how can you suggest, what is that word I'm looking for? Suggest, whatever the fuck, put your child in that situation. Bitch, you don't know. I was 12, but bitch, you ain't read the book and you don't know shit about me. So why you running your hole in your mouth? Your fucking, you probably a motherfucking sister wife, hoe. I ain't gonna never be that.
Let's not knock sister wives.
If you were a white woman that disagrees with Pat, you're on Big Love. You have floor-length dress and a bun.
No, nigga, they got some black sister wives out here, too. Dick is so short these days, you got to share the shit. Unless they met, unless it's running to somebody that ain't got enough to share, but then he hoes still share. Just shit like that to get on my fucking nerve. I just hate, I just wish these motherfucking trolls would kiss my ass upside down. I don't know who gonna hold me upside down.
Right. I'm gonna say,
so we'll go over to McAllister Machine Rental, or I don't know.
We'll have to call Quisha to rig up a sex swing.
Nigga, can't no swing hold me. That's why you ain't never see me on one of them motherfuckers. You put me on a sex swing, you gonna have pussy everywhere over the house. Whatever the fuck I lay. But other than that, how the fuck y'all been doing? It just irks me and shit. I don't know. Bullshit. My people get on my fucking.
So people were hating on TikTok? Is that what I'm?
Yeah, I just running their fucking mouth.
Nigga, did you just get on TikTok today?
I just got on TikTok.
She's been there 4 hours. Yeah.
Today. I just got on fucking TikTok.
That's what I said. I thought I saw that you just got on today because I know you wasn't on there yesterday.
No, I don't even fuck with TikTok. But they kept saying you need to get on TikTok. This is why I don't be trying to do all these platforms. Because see, I'll fight your motherfucking ass. Bitch, you don't know shit about me. Don't talk about this a toxic mama. Bitch, I ain't toxic, ho.
Shut
your fucking mouth, bitch. I will destroy you. I'm not toxic. You ho.
I love how Miss Pat say, I'm a good mama, but fuck them kids.
You got damn right, fuck them kids. Everybody's had that fuck them kids moment.
Oh, man.
But I mean, it's just shit like that, you know, I just got on TikTok, nigga, and I just posted one clip from the show when the daughter said, you know what you put us through? With Lord beating you? Mm-hmm. Which I thought was a very eye-catching moment for TV. And these bitches on here, I said, bitches, TV!
Right.
It's fucking TV and it's my fucking life. Go read my book before you come on. If you don't like it, just don't fucking watch it. We in the crack babies don't give a two shit fuck about you niggas. Yeah, and that video is going the fuck off and I want to take it down. I really do.
Do not take it down. Do not. Do not.
I told you you was about to be more famous and you was going to have to deal with more people talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
15,000 views. I just posted this shit today. And I mean, they are going, they are at my ass. These black bitches. I said, bitch, I said, she gonna talk about some this raggedy shit. I said, look better than that raggedy shit on your head. Then she gonna come and say, it's natural. Bitch, I know, naturally nappy and ugly. Fuck with that tombstone on your motherfucking head. You better get the fuck off my page. What is this? Don't listen to me, Vin. You know, I'm just saying that I didn't expect for the video to do so fucking well. And it, my phone won't stop buzzing. Motherfuckers almost at 16,000. I guess it's good, but with the backlash and the bullshit, you know, I'm like, let me get the fuck off social media. Cause I ain't, you know, I grew up musty and shit. You know what I'm saying? And hope. And every time motherfuckers talk about me, I had a musty flashbacks and shit where I want to put a nigga in a chokehold and make him smell till he die. I mean, you know how you put a nigga up under your arm and make him smell your armpit? That's what I be wanting to do when you be talking about me. When you talk about me, I had them flashback from the time I.
You know what's funny? You talk about more people than anybody I ever met in my life.
I've but never met a bigger shit talker.
You talk more shit.
But I can't take it, goddamn. Leave me alone. I mean, you know, I think you could talk about me, but when you go to talk about a project that I worked really hard for, yeah, and I spent 5 years bringing a play, and you don't know any backstory, but I mean, that's the internet, you know what I'm saying? But don't
those same people hating now are going to be watching it and talking about, oh, I've always loved this show, blah, 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 blah. Like you can't let a trailer get you off. You know, there's always going to be, as you said, that nappy headed hoe is going to say something negative with 15 seconds
okay,
of a clip.
Okay, Imus.
She said it. I just repeated it.
What did he say?
Don Imus back in the day was a famous DJ. Oh, yeah. He's the one who called them the basketball.
Don't you say that, Chris.
Yeah,
you're going to lose your podcast, Mike.
Who's that white?
You call them black women nappy head hoes.
I didn't say it, and I wouldn't say it.
But there's always going to be that hater, though.
There's always going to be. It doesn't matter if you are working at a McDonald's drive-thru and you are talking to four people a day. One of those people is going to be mad at you. It doesn't matter what you do. You are at a level where you are talking to tens of hundreds of thousands of people a week. And of course, somebody's going to be an asshole. 10% of every audience I've ever worked with is nuts. It's just their assholes are crazy. They're sociopaths. They're dicks. You're just the more people
they're,
you get.
They're
you're just,
lonely is what it is.
Right.
Only people who troll are the lonely motherfuckers who don't have nothing else better to do.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, bitch, shouldn't you be somewhere cutting a goat throat? That's what she look like she do. She like she cut goat throats and shit. Bitch, shouldn't you be somewhere cooking and dancing over your meat hoe?
What, is she a witch?
That or a butcher?
I ain't gonna tell you what the bitch look like to me who talking that shit. I said, what you say, bitch? That motherfucking wallowman on top of your head.
I was surprised you hopped on TikTok, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know what?
Nigga Junebug was like, ma, why? Don't do it.
I know, because I'm usually, I don't even, this social media shit, man, this shit is crazy. And I'm busy. I really don't have time for this shit. But any kind of way to get, you know, to get me out there to show up, whatever the fuck we doing, you know, to promote. So it is what it is. You know, I don't mind backlash. I don't mind you saying you don't like it. But then don't come for me, ho. Don't come for me. You voice your shitty ass opinion and go back in that room with that nigga who you live with that ain't got no job. Because I know that's the type of nigga you fucking with, old unemployed ass, no healthcare, hairing ass nigga, old shy baby mama ass, bitch ass nigga.
You can't wait for this clip to go up on TikTok.
But other than that, how the fuck are you guys doing? Don't listen to me vent all the day about a motherfucking social media platform that I don't care nothing about. I don't even know how. I'm going to tell you how much I don't know shit about TikTok. Nigga, I had to call somebody younger than me to put a picture on TikTok. I was like, how the fuck you putting pictures on here? How do you people put the music in the video? I don't know how to work this stupid shit. All I know how to do is refresh.
Oh, my God. I don't know any. I mean, I've been on TikTok forever, but I don't use it. I don't dance. Is it just dancing, or what do people do on TikTok? Dion, you seem like a TikToker.
I've never used it, but people always send me TikToks of like trends and stuff or girls shaking ass.
They'd be funny sometimes. That's how I really started paying attention to it. That and Quisha. So that's how I really started paying attention. I had something to tell you guys. I sent y'all something that I wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah. What was it? It was
the man who had 40 pairs of panties found in his home is accused of attempted rape.
No shit.
I'm sorry, 400 pairs of drawers. But how is that? Well, I mean, this man is also facing 50 charges. What's that? You reading it, Chris? Looking at the pat
down. Yeah, I'm looking at it right here.
No, looking at the pat down text message.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, but it wasn't a link. It was just a picture.
Yeah, what is he charged with? What the fuck is that? I don't know what that is.
Accused of attempted rape.
No, at the top. Click on the thing. This man is also...
Voyeurism.
What the fuck is voyeurism?
Voyeurism is peeping in windows.
Basically trying to watch people get undressed or have sex.
So this nigga running around here looking in folks' windows and stealing their drawers when they go to work.
Yeah.
I could have cured him. He would have took one pair of my daddy's drawers. Nigga. He'd be like, I quit. I want to do construction work.
Like a Benny Hinn. He falls backwards.
Who knew Miss Patch draws with a Cruff McGruff crime dog? Take a bite out of the
Oh my God. The panty guys, I really, you know, I'm a libertarian and I believe in liberty, but we really should track the panty guys. Like if you order panties online, we should probably follow you. What do you think?
Who order panties online?
People order panties all the time. Like you remember that one TikToker who sold her bathwater, and they sell panties all the time on OnlyFans, and you could make good money if you sold your panties, Miss Pat.
Shit, my panties be bleached out and shit.
You just wear them one time before they get the soiling, as I like to call it.
The soiling?
The great soiling.
Nah, nigga, I don't think we better do that to my.
That sounds like a scary movie.
The soiling. Well,
the soiling.
You waited for your package to arrive, but it was.
I don't think I'm going to do that, Chris. That's not bound to America.
Well, let's just sell it to Canada then. Fuck Canada.
Nah, I ain't gonna do that, Chris. I ain't gonna be mailing nobody my large panties and praying for that shit to them. I just think that's who wants to smell dirty draw.
I don't know.
Some dudes really get off on that. They really do.
Do they like them stanky? Do they like a mid stanky or a little bit of stanky? How do they like they funk?
I have no idea. You know, BT like used to collect women's draws.
Oh, see, I liked him. Now we got to track him.
To do what with him?
He just kept them in his house. I'm like, dude, why are you collecting old draws? I don't know.
Was they worn?
Yeah. He washed them eventually, but I don't understand it. Some well, dudes why, just
why
collect...
Why would you wash them? That's the isn't that against the point.
You go to the doctor,
you gotta wash them eventually.
So listen to this. So you get in a real relationship, right? And then you don't lick all these dirty drawers over the year. Now you got chlamydia, herpes, and you don't even know where the fuck you got them from. They all came from you licking these whole drawers.
Nobody who collects draws gets into a relationship. Those dudes pay for pussy. They don't have relationships.
You get into probation eventually.
If you're a draw collector, nobody's dating you.
That's a good fucking point. Yep. That's a good point. Yep. I wonder, did he like fat women draws? Or were they all little small, petite? Like, because I've never seen a fat. I never seen a nigga who voyage or whatever the fuck that word was, peeking fat bitches wonders and collect big bras. Where you at? Can you hit us up? Hit us up with the nigga who like big draws.
Yeah.
I mean, draws like bras on your cars.
Like if you have to jump out of an airplane, you're going to be saved.
Usually bigger women are a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Cleaner.
Easier to approach than skinny women, so like you don't have to peek in their window. Like they're easier to talk to. They'll still tell you no, but they're easier to talk to. Whereas skinny girls always have that resting bitch face. Bigger women are a lot more friendly to talk to.
As a man of larger size, my whole life, you have to be more accommodating. You have to be can't be as choosy if you look like me. Dion, whatever. He can get away with whatever.
That's a lie. Fat girl. What make y'all think fat girls can't get nobody? Some people like heat.
No, I didn't say they couldn't get anybody. I'm not saying that. I'm saying they're easier to talk to. Bigger women are easier to talk to.
That's what I'm telling Chris. Some people like when fat girls have heat coming from their navel.
Yeah, and they have better personalities because they had to work for it. Am I wrong?
For what?
I'm not.
What do they have to work for, Chris?
Attention. I have a great
motherfucking attention.
Yeah, because you're
that's
yelling all the time.
Your low self-esteem, man. Most big bitches are the most confident. Have you ever been to a beach and seen all them white women out there laying out there like motherfucking
You have the best personality of anybody I know.
Nigga, I ain't never sprung and gave away no pussy. Have you not been to the beach and see all them white women with them two-piece outfits on, laying on the beach like water whales?
Miss Pat, you're proving my point. You're easy to talk to. You talk to any and everybody. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's not because I'm fat, motherfucker. That's because I like to talk to people. I'd be the same bitch if I lost 200 more pounds.
And what I'm saying is the skinnier girls are not as outgoing as bigger women. That's what I'm saying. They're not as outgoing.
That's a lie. I see. That's a fucking lie. Y'all don't know anything about pussy because I've seen skinny girls.
Let me ask you a question, miss. No. Let me ask you a question. How many women have you fucked? How many women have you had sex with?
Besides zero and none.
Right.
Zero and none.
Exactly. So don't tell us we don't know about this.
Dion and I have been out here working for 20 years apiece.
Yeah.
Chris. You just thought you couldn't get half the pussy that you what your problem is, Chris. Before you approach the pussy, you turned the pussy down on your own. I can't get that pussy. That's because you don't try. If you don't try, how the fuck you won't know? You probably could have fucked me had you tried, Chris. but you ain't never fucking tried.
You just talked about how horrible your pussy is. I don't that the CDC and the FDA and the FCC are involved in that pussy. regulated pussy.
It don't fucking matter, but I'm telling you, I don't believe that's true, because Quisha is a small girl. She's very approachable.
Of course, it's not.
I didn't say they weren't.
Everybody. Thank you.
I said bigger women are easier to talk to.
You don't think Quisha is easy to talk to?
Of course she is.
But yeah, of course she is, because she's fine as fuck. She's expected. She expects people to come up and tell her how pretty she is. I'm just saying bigger women usually, at least in my experience, and Chris, back me up on this, mm-hmm. if it's been your experience.
Chris don't know shit about women, but anyway.
For me, it's always been bigger women are easier to approach.
Which one is easier to fuck?
That's there's no rule on that.
Yeah, it honestly just depends. Because I know some skinny hoes and some conservative big bitches. So
I don't know, but I don't agree with it.
We should make a poll for the pat down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's easier to approach? Big women or little women? That's our poll, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I just think it's the conversation. Because I don't give a fuck if you got an eye up under your chin, nigga. If you nice, I'm gonna talk to you. I'm gonna ask you how the fuck your eye got there, but I'm gonna talk to you.
You talk to everybody. That's what we're saying.
But y'all make me feel like it's because I'm fat.
No, I'm saying. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is if you weren't speaking, like if you weren't the one to initiate a conversation and then somebody came up to you to talk to you, you would be easier to talk to than a skinnier woman, just because bigger women don't necessarily start off like, oh, he's trying to pick me up. Whereas I feel skinny girls are always aware of dudes trying to hit on them. When sometimes you don't even try to holler at them, but they already have that mindset of like, yeah.
But what make you think, but let me ask you this. What make you think that a skinny woman don't think every time? What make you think a skinny woman don't think, I mean, a fat woman don't think when you come up to her, motherfucker trying to hit on them?
Because that's just not their normal approach when I talk to them.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe that.
All right. Well, gravity's real.
There's some bitches out here that got high, fat bitches with some high self-esteem. And every time somebody say boo, they're like, boo.
I don't think it's about high or low self-esteem. Because, like, I know a bunch of big women with high self-esteem. I don't think they're as guarded as skinnier women are.
How many times have you told me that you'd be hard to carry away?
Many.
See, that's what I'm saying. You'd be hard to steal.
So they don't have that kidnap fear, I guess.
that might be a good point.
Whenever I have a bad day, I just sit there and daydream about Miss Pat trying to be kidnapped. Especially after the crackhead episode. That was my favorite clip from that Kate pulled from the last couple episodes where you out crazy to crackhead.
Oh, yeah. I'll crazy your ass.
Instead
I'm crazy
of calling
too.
The police, you grabbed a hat stand and started waving it.
it was a wig stand, Chris. It was a wig stand.
Like you're a Viking.
A wig is a hat.
Fuck you. I have to give a big shout out to the lovely fan who was in Raleigh last night, this weekend. What was his name? The guy up front.
Which guy?
Who was screaming and hollering when I walked out. Just couldn't stop kissing me with the Whitney Houston shirt on. I hate I can't remember your fucking name. But you just warmed my heart. Oh, my God. He was a little white gay guy. He brought two black women with him, and the whole time they kept doing like this. So I said, why the fuck the black women keep doing like this right here? And it was because he was showing his ass.
What?
He wasn't literally showing his ass.
Well, no, not literally, but he was showing his head. Let's take a break real quick. Give me some Jordan Wall.
All right, we'll take a break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Great. So I posted a clip on TikTok, and that motherfucker is moving. They being mean.
What you mean?
Some of them being mean.
What you mean, being mean?
You got TikTok?
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord, honey, go look at my TikTok. I posted a video today, and it all of the clip of me and Ashley. This person just said disgusting. And already I got 18,100 on that one clip.
Why are you saying disgusting?
Go, I'm gonna have to send it to you. I gotta call you back on podcasting. I'm almost done. All right, we back from this fucking break. What was you saying now?
Didn't you just start?
The fan.
Showing his ass.
He wasn't literally showing his ass, okay?
Oh, you meant like exposing that he was a fool, right?
He wasn't no fucking fool. He was having fun. He was happy to see me, motherfucker.
He was enjoying himself.
Yes.
Got it.
He was enjoying himself. And I forgot your name, but I want to tell you that I appreciate the love that you showed me last night. And it was really nice bumping titties with you from the bottom of my heart.
He was pissing everybody behind him the fuck off. At one point, Miss Pat goes, if I tell this story, will you shut the fuck up? He said, tell him it's bad. Tell him it's bad. I was like, yo, chill out, fam.
It's nothing like being loved like that. I just wanted to give you a shout out, and I truly appreciate you. I can't think of his fucking name for nothing. But everybody who was at that Saturday night show, late show, know who the fuck I'm talking about. Man, he was on 10 plus 10 time too.
Yeah, he was drunk before he got there.
He had on his Whitney Houston shirt and his other shirt and all that shit was tucked in.
How long before you kick a fan like that out where they're drunk and they're not, but they're just like sloppy and kind of disrupting the show? Like, how long do you go?
I won't kick a fan out. It takes a lot for me to kick a fan out because I feel like I know how to control it. I know how to escalate and I know how to de-escalate.
Right.
So I don't depend on having a conversation with a fan to make my show good. I depend on my material to make my show good.
Have you ever bounced a fan? Like, have you ever had someone kicked out?
Yeah. I would say, you gotta go. You know, you just being rude and want to talk back and, you know, just won't shut the fuck up after I've let it go. Yeah. You got to go, bitch. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And then she went, nah, 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 I got your money.
Did you really?
Was you there?
I've been there at least once.
Who did you see? Which one did you see?
I want to say it might have been Boston. It was somewhere on the East Coast. But this dude, the guy was drunk. And Miss Pat was like, you got to go. She gave him ample opportunity. Yeah. It's usually the drunk people who don't realize how drunk they are. Right. You know, they think they're helping, and it's like, come on, man.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, or the people who wants to talk during your whole set. If you don't like what I'm doing, just leave. Go get your fucking kids from your mama. Okay, I know you ain't got no nanny. Take your ass home. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not easy to stand up there and be a comedian and control the room. People, for some reason, people think we're fucking clowns, and we're not. It's a fucking art. It's not easy.
It's really hard.
Yeah,
you tried that shit one time. You got three laughs. I was proud of you.
No, I destroyed. I mean, I upstaged Miss Pat. Let's be honest, Dion.
You can upstage me if you put on my clothes and my wig.
Could you imagine if I tried to do your act, how quickly I'd have to move to, I don't know, Mozambique and hide?
You would not be welcome in Mozambique.
You're right. Bad example. I'd have to go to Russia. I'm sure they'll let me.
Yeah,
in
I was gonna say you need to pick a white country.
The fuck is a homozy ass beat?
I think it's in Africa.
Huh?
It's in Africa.
What did you call it? A mosey ass beak?
I really thought he was talking about a drink at first. Emosa. You know the emosa people be drinking. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
A mimosa?
A mimosa. That's what I was talking about.
Oh my God.
That nasty ass breakfast drink. I'm drinking a mimosa. I don't give a fuck. That cheap ass champagne tastes nasty with that orange juice. Some people just buy shit because people say it's uppity. Like, I'm not gonna eat that. What is that motherfucker? Benedict. That Benedict. I don't eat that motherfucker.
Eggs Benedict is delicious.
It's that nasty ass motherfucking creamy sauce, nigga. Like a nigga done calmed on that sandwich. I can't eat that shit.
Hollandaise sauce.
Now, I don't know sauce, but it should be called holiday, man. That means like nut on an egg. I ain't gonna eat that. I don't eat no motherfucking bitter dick. I ain't been no dick. I don't want no dick, and I don't want you cheating on my egg sandwich. I don't like that motherfucking sandwich. That sandwich was ugly. And every time I would ask me, she was like, I'm gonna eat a bitter dick. I'm like, you don't even like dick. Then why are you eating this calm down egg? I don't like that shit. I've never tasted it. It just looked like somebody nutted on the egg sandwich.
I used to think the exact same thing as you. I used to think the same thing, and then I tried it at Paris and Vegas, and it was the best sandwich I've ever had. It was so good.
Nigga, no. Well, I might have to go to Paris over here. They look like a whole nigga out the kitchen that took his dick out. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Eggs woot wooted.
Yeah, he looked like he woot wooed on that sandwich. I ain't fucking with that sandwich. Oh. That ain't for me, boo boo. That ain't for me. I know what I like. I wish
that was a real dish because I'd get a job working in that kitchen.
You that bag up that you can make 12 bill of dish? You that bagged up, nigga?
Be a that good job. Skeet on somebody's eggs and send it out. I just Benedict.
By number five, you'd be like, oh, not another Benedict. I don't have anything left. It just
you can't nut that many times a day, can you?
Not after 18. If you're 18, 19, you can, but once you get to like 21. You got three in.
You can't go back to back like you can, but no. You can still. Yeah, you get a couple hours break and some Gatorade, you'll be all right.
Yeah, you do three a day for 5 days straight. You're just.
It's just, oh yeah, by the end of the week, it's nothing. It's nothing.
Just air.
It won't work.
It's just nothing left.
You come, but there don't nothing come out.
Yeah, you're dry.
What is it, invisible cum?
No, there's like a trickle.
Yeah, it's just a little bit.
And it hurts.
You know, it's like the ketchup at the end of the ketchup bottle. It just goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it hurts.
He said it hurts.
It does.
It can.
So then, Chris, I know yours is from you jacking your dick.
That's right. Yes. I'm a pathetic loser who's never touched a breast. That's right.
I'm not into porn, but I would literally watch you. Fuck Chris.
What?
I didn't know it would be. I could write some material. His pale white ass.
I'm about to hang up. This is my last episode. Lies. If this is the content you want,
could you imagine?
We done.
No.
My tiny white ass.
Yeah. Well, his, you know, because white people always have that little belt, that little tan line.
She's not wrong.
Your ass ain't tan.
Oh no, it's super white.
Ugh.
If you think my face doesn't tan, you should see my behind, and it kind of caves in. It's a mess.
Oh, you got
that concave.
Yep.
You the type of nigga to sit on your back and backus.
Yeah, no, I'm.
You got a backus.
I have a very, very small crack. Like, there's not much back there.
I said you got a backus. You got a back, and I mean a little bit of ass. Back. Yeah.
I wish I could argue.
A motherfucker who ain't got no ass and got all back, you call it back ass.
How do we get on this?
Do you hear it, back ass?
I love when she's tickled herself.
She's really, there's something about me naked that just makes her laugh like uncontrollably.
No, I'm telling my people ain't got no ass. It's called Beckus. You not listen to the syllable. Beckus.
I hear you.
Got a back and a little bit of ass. You don't hear that ass in the Beckus.
She just keeps saying it.
I got an ass. You got a Beckus.
Look at her. She can't breathe.
I'll create a new word. You got a back is like, look at that bitch right there. Oh, she all back is. We gotta call the dictionary people, put that in there and stand for flat ass.
Oh, it's, do you want me to stand up? You want to take a look?
No, I'm saying we gotta put it in the dictionary. Back is.
I know, but I was trying to move us forward. I was just, you know, we can't talk about my back.
I'm done with your ass. I appreciate your ass being tan, whatever you want to do. I appreciate you. I just think it's funny. I created a word. I've never created a word before.
Yes, you have.
That's
this
whole podcast.
Many words.
You got like 50 words. We could do a dictionary of our own.
No, I haven't. Not one that makes sense, Beckus.
We should do a Pat Dunn dictionary, sell it like, you know, Jeff Foxworthy used to sell the redneck books. Just gratuitous cash grab. That's what we ought to do.
They'll buy it happily. You can sign autographs to it.
What's the craziest shit I ever said? Words.
Good thinking that good grismatism was a real thing is probably the craziest thing that you've said out of all the fake words.
So I just did this shit fucker. Good grizzly season is where I just did this podcast and we were talking about conspiracy theory, right? And the shit that you believe. And one of the ones that I chose was about I gotta listen to the podcast. Guys, great. I can't even think of the name of the fucking podcast. I'm gonna tweet about it. I don't even want to say, I want to wait till it come out, then I'll tell you what's the name of it. About, and I don't know if you ever heard this before, Dion, but I'm from the South, about taking a baby diaper after they piss in it and wipe it on your face, and it's good for acne.
What? This is like a friend.
What?
No.
Oh my God. It is so baby.
That's how you know you have a lot of teen mothers when you worried about acne and wiping your baby diaper's piss on your face. That means you're having kids too young.
No
grown ass woman.
This is an old ass remedy, nigga. I'm telling you. I'm gonna call Quish and she. I'm telling you, we do that shit down there. We used to. Your mom would take the diaper out. Come here, let me wipe your fucking face so you can have beautiful skin.
No, that's not a thing.
You never heard of that?
No.
Quisha.
That's child abuse.
I'm on a podcast. Will you please tell them that you can wipe your ass with your baby diaper?
You can't wipe your ass with your baby diaper.
I mean, you can wipe your face. And what is it for, Quisha?
It makes all the blemishes and bumps and like acne go off your face. So you just take your baby diaper and wash your face with it. Oh, yeah, you can wipe your face with it. It helps their skin stay pretty. That's what my skin look like this. You know, people start replacing diapers for semen.
Tell her this is one step towards Q. She's going to be eating babies to stay young before it's all over. Yeah.
That is not why your face is young. That's different nut. But anyway.
Speaking of sister wives.
Y'all never heard of that before?
Hell no.
No. There's no medical.
That is child abuse.
No, it's not. To wipe your ass with, I'm talking about newborn babies.
Your face with the pee diaper.
Your face with the pissy pample. I'm telling you.
That's rubbing people's face in piss is child abuse.
How?
No, it's not. My mama did it all the fucking time.
Your mother abused you your entire life.
Cortland, have you ever heard of taking a baby pissy pample? Diaper, those cloth diapers, and washing your face with it for acne.
Thank you.
You ain't never heard of that remedy.
Taking a
pissy diaper and wiping your face with it.
a baby diaper with vegan in it?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard that.
Thank you, nigga. Yeah, I'm not crazy.
You are crazy. Y'all niggas in the South are crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. That's
insane.
That's some Southern dumbass shit.
We doing a podcast.
Why would you let somebody wipe your face with a pissy-ass diaper? Acne ain't that bad. Now you're piss face instead of bumpy face.
Baby pee is pure.
Baby pee is pure, nigga. That's the purest piss on earth.
Yeah, R. Kelly said the same shit. You are, I'm not falling for it.
You are rubbing back.
He wasn't using baby piss. He was using, you got to use the piss that ain't never had a Coca-Cola.
you were taking a bacteria-ridden item and rubbing it all over
that
your face.
That is not bacteria. The baby is pure, nigga.
No, they're not.
If they're drinking breast milk, they're getting food from the mama. And what she eating is in that piss. So y'all can keep rubbing y'all face in piss if you want to.
Oh, don't be hating, color. I'll be glowing.
Oh, y'all be going all right, bright yellow. Oh, piss face ass niggas. Piss face ass niggas. Get the acne, nigga. It is not that bad out here.
I'm acne free out here because
I'm pissed. Yeah, and as soon as my mama stopped putting the piss on my face, my acne came, nigga.
What?
Good thing for you, there was no short supply of baby piss.
This is crazy.
Y'all never heard of that?
No.
That's some Southern dumbass shit.
Let me see if it's on Google.
Do y'all thing and call. We need y'all. I need y'all help, Craig, baby. I'm telling
you. Don't be admitting that your mama rubbed your face and piss, because no.
She did.
That is not a thing.
People from the South, and both of them said the same motherfucking thing. It was like those cloth diapers. You let the newborn piss in, and you wash everybody's face with it.
All right.
That's fucking, you know what? Child abuse.
All right, I just Googled it. All right.
Yeah, do your thing.
Here we go. This is from Viva Woman, so who knows if this is an accurate source, but they say that it originates in China. And this person's mom or grandma wiped it. So apparently the reason urine works is because it contains urea, an ingredient that can cure various skin ailments and therefore found in many skincare products in its synthetic form. With maturated urine, I guess there's more bacteria and waste, but a baby's urine is considered as healthy and sterile. So it has that added anti-inflammatory properties. Pee from a newborn is apparently the best. I'll be damned.
Man, y'all some Q-ass niggas. I ain't falling for that shit.
So, I don't be lying when I tell you something.
Y'all
I'm
just some piss-face-ass niggas. I'm not trusting nobody who's rubbing piss in their face.
Why not just go buy the synthetic urea? Spend the $10. Get some synthetic urea and some Clorox or whatever it is.
If I got to have pissed on my face to get clear skin, guess what? I'm not getting the clear skin. I don't care how brand new the fucking baby is.
I'm telling you, you should try. You shouldn't knock it until you try.
Nah, I'm good.
I grew up with that shit.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope in your next life, you're not a piss face child.
Did you? So you literally, had newborn diapers rubbed on your skin. You actually did it?
Mm-hmm. No, my mama did it. I never did it. I did it to Nakia one time. But I was like, I'm getting out of this old nigga shit. And
now you're trying to get us into the hypocrisy here, man. You are killing me.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know, I was just asking. When I remember shit, I always try to ask you guys because you guys are from the Midwest.
Yeah.
You know, and we grew up different. So I'm just trying to share some down south
homespun wisdom, if you will. Yeah.
That's not normal.
It is normal, Dion.
It shouldn't be normal. That's sad.
But it's nothing wrong with baby piss.
Yes, it's pee. It's pee.
Some people drink their piss. And that's adult piss.
It's pee.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm just telling you, if you would like to take that red spot off your lip, baby piss would give your lips one tone.
I'm good.
So this
I'll
is
keep
from
the red lips all day long.
Very Well Health says there is no scientific. There's a paper that says there's no scientific evidence that urine does treat acne.
Mm-hmm.
but it's an old wives' tale. So just like peeing on a jellyfish doesn't actually help. So
peeing on a jellyfish stings.
Right. Urine is 90% water. So urea.
I ain't never been stung by no jellyfish.
So urea does actually work, but there's so much water that there's not enough urea to actually work.
Yeah, that's what I learned on the podcast the other day. When it comes out, I'm gonna make sure I tell you guys about it so you can go listen to it. It was very funny as an interview. But I just want y'all to know that if you got a baby at the house, use that cloth diaper.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Well, let me say this. It's also good for psoriasis. Emphysema. What is that shit called?
Psoriasis?
And
eczema?
You wring it over your mouth and inhale it so the pee gets in your lungs.
Yeah. It's good for emphysema too, nigga.
No, so it's not.
If you got them fried hands, they got something for you.
Fried hands?
You can put some baby bits on it, and they say it worked. I'm telling you, because I remember when I was a kid, I didn't never see emphysema and shit like that. It was because people in the hood was always because
you aren't smoking squares.
That ain't where emphysema comes from.
Yes, it is.
Emphysema is lungs. Eczema is the skin.
I do be fucking up some shit sometimes. I meant to say eczema. I hate when I got something on my mind to say, and then I fuck up the word, and then I don't get to prove my point without a fucking laughter. I was trying to say eczema.
I love when she does that. She's like, what are you guys laughing at?
Yeah, exactly. But, I'm just saying, that's how we grew up. I like to tell the old wives. It's like what my mama said. My mama had a garden in the backyard. And I think I mentioned this before. And she said, when it didn't get enough rain, she would have us put the nails in the tree.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
I can't tell you if it rained or not. I tell you, we killed some trees in that motherfucking yard. All them goddamn nails we were sticking in that tree.
People are just full of, I don't know what it is about old-timey people. But like our grandparents and great grandparents, they just were full of all these are the people who went to see.
Well, this is the shit they used before all of this other shit came along.
Right. Science. So, before when P.T. Barnum was fooling all these people with like the world's oldest people and, shrunken heads. It's like these are the people.
A bunch of snake oil shit.
Thank you.
People have been buying it and repackaging it and selling it. It's like that shit don't work.
So you going to tell me Mercurochrome don't work?
No.
It do, bitch.
I'm sure there's a scientific basis.
It might turn your orange, but it works.
But like a nail in a tree.
It does more harm than good. Just like this baby piss.
How you know it didn't rain? You weren't there. I mean, it did rain, but I don't know if the nail in the tree made it rain.
It didn't. It's not how weather works. Clouds ain't up there like, yo, if she put one more nail, we got to rain tomorrow. No, that's not a thing.
Fuck you, D.R. and Chris. Fuck you.
I'll accept it.
I believe in the, that kind
Q.
of shit.
You believe right, in Q. That that's Q.
Children keep you young.
That's nigga Q is what that is.
We don't need to eat the babies. Just have them pee on our face. Like baby R. Kelly's.
R. Kelly, I said fur piss, but he was using that grown folk piss.
Did y'all watch that Q documentary on HBO?
I think so.
You need to watch it. That shit crazy.
The best Q documentary is on Vice on their YouTube channel. That one's really good. Because they didn't treat him like a joke. They like took him seriously. But I started that one on HBO, and these people, they literally like... I got this message from Q. And like the guy's like, I literally fooled him and said that I'd sent it from Q. And he believed me. Like, it's a religion to these people.
Them niggas is crazy.
Mm. But you know what I found? It's like everything else. They literally are just doing it because they find friendships. They're so lonely that they get in on this thing and it's almost like a game. It's like
all trolls LARPing. Are lonely. I said that earlier. Yep. That's what they do. They try to get attention because they some lonely ass losers.
Yep. They're literally LARPing.
Yeah. So that's why they believe the bullshit. That's why they're so easy to follow. Hey, it is what it is. But hey, don't take my word for it, you know. And I'm not telling you to go out there and try baby piss on your face because I don't need you to come and say, Miss Pat, say baby piss word. I'm just telling you what my mama did to me. So, you know, it's to each his own. You know, you try that piss at your own discrepancies.
Discretion.
Discretion, discrepancies, or DC, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I mean, there's no proven science behind it, but I'm telling you, as a kid, my mama would put that shit in my face. And she did it all the time. When my aunt came over there with all them cheers she kept having, it was more pissy diapers that went in our face. Just a word to the wise. When I remember something, I always try to share it with you guys.
I got a question, Pat. How long do you think it would take for the police to lock your mom up nowadays if she raised you the way you were raised 40 some years ago?
10 seconds.
Yeah. Those teachers, well, yeah.
I'm black and I'm poor, so they usually still don't give a fuck. America ain't changed much. Ain't nothing changed but our hair and our clothes. So, you know.
But you would have access to like a smartphone. So
yeah, so she probably go real quick right now. Like, especially the way she whooped our ass with stitching cards. You can't get away with that shit no more. I mean, you put one little mark on the motherfucking defects knocking at your motherfucking door. From children people.
What are stitching cards? Then they have them
tell you, don't whoop them. I was like, well, take these niggas and feed them then. If I can't whoop them, they about to be here whooping my motherfucking ass, taking my motherfucking chair, eating up my motherfucking food, stuffing me out like a nigga. Well, take them with you.
What are stitching cards?
Extension cords.
Oh, Prince. My God. Oh, my God. That's so much worse than I thought, she's like swiping her with playing cards. Oh, no. She's beating her with extension cords.
Yeah, extension cords. Call them stitching cords. So you didn't get what were those?
No, I got the wooden spoon a couple times. But that's
I never got beat with one, but I've seen people get beat with them. I mostly got switches and belts.
Oh, those switches are the worst. But you'd be like, can they please wear down to the short part?
So yeah, because if you don't pick the good one, they make you go get another.
Yeah, and then you plait them. Oh, my God. It's over when you plait them.
That makes them even thicker. Thank God that never happened to me. But yeah.
What is plait? What does that mean?
When you braid the switch.
Oh, what? What in white supremacy is that?
What they're making? Yeah, that's where that comes from. It's straight up slavery. Whipping.
Yeah.
You take the switches, three of them, braid them together, and you go to work on that ass.
My dad was going to give my sister the belt first time, and because he was so mad, he whipped his belt off, and it flapped him right in the nuts. So we never got the belt after that. He learned his lesson.
That's what happened the last time I got a spanking, is I got hit in the nuts with the buckle. Never got whooped again.
The last time I got spanked, you know those little golden books? They're cardboard. Because I have such a flat ass, I stuffed like four of them in there. And she goes, all right, go into your dad. You're going to get spanked. And he hit those books, about broke his hand. I never got spanked again. They were like, you're too clever. You're not going to get in trouble now. But my ass was so flat, nobody could tell.
Who the fuck gives a spanking with clothes on?
And they hands. What? Big ass child.
I'm sorry my child abuse wasn't as bad as yours, but...
I wish I could get a spanking with clothes on.
Do either of you believe in spanking? Like, would you spank your kids?
Only in extreme cases. I most of the time, you can scare a nigga into getting behavior.
Yeah,
I whoop ass at the house
with the Hot Wheel track.
No, Hot Wheel track. I wouldn't with a belt, but these kids are pretty good. You just talk to them. Really, they don't. That, I mean, they don't require no ass whooping. They're not fast. They're not in the streets. They're mannerable. I mean, you meet them every week. I don't have a lot of problem with them.
Yeah, they're sweet kids.
Most of the time, I got spankings for embarrassing my parents. Like, that was the biggest reason to get a whooping. Like, if the teacher called or you acting up at school or some shit like that, and they had to take off work.
Yeah. You couldn't call my mom because she was watching The Young and the Restless. So...
waiting on that baby piss to come out.
Yeah, you could. My mom won't ask no phone from the Price is Right to 4:30, 5 o'clock till her last soap opera went off, 4 o'clock. And she won't come to school anyway. She didn't even know what a motherfucking school was.
Why am I not surprised? Good grief.
I had a good mother. But anyway, we got to get ready for this show. I appreciate you guys for doing this today. Absolutely. I miss you, Chris. Everybody been asking for you.
Well, tell them I said hello.
They want to know why I put you in a t-shirt with a skinny face. They said it don't look right. But
fuck you, all you strangers. Yeah, we did look a little truncated on that t-shirt. I meant to mention that to you. It looked like one of those Halloween mirrors that you see at the carnival where we're all like 5 pounds lighter. So I want to thank you for that.
But they asked about you, and they're looking forward to it. I told them you're working on your opening next set.
I am. One day, we will all go out on the road together. It'll be great.
Yeah, for him to stand in the back in the audience and shake your hand on the way out.
You know, whenever we've done that, surprisingly few people actually come up and say hi.
Again, is it because he's fat and he's unapproachable?
I think you
are approaching.
One person said that one fan saw my face on Instagram and goes, "He's surprisingly more threatening looking than I expected." I went, what?
You gotta say, I've been hanging out with the black folks.
Yeah, right. No one has ever described me as threatening. Thank you, sir. I'm so appreciative.
This is what happens when the lines gets nuts.
Well, I miss everybody. I'd love to come out. Still working my full-time job, so I can't, but thank you.
One day. We're working on some things to get Chris out, and he's going to start his OnlyFans page so y'all can be with him alone.
OnlyFans, hit me up.
Yes, OnlyFans, hit him up. So thank you.
Backus Diaries is what he's going to call it.
Backus.
The what?
My Backus.
Backus.
Backus Diaries. Listen to her.
The Backus. Oh! That was a callback. We're going to get out of here with that one. Hey, thank you for joining another episode of The Pat Down here with Chris and Dion.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.